Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Good news if you are planning to fly. Boeing said it's going to add additional quality checks for its 737 MAX aircraft and will step up inspections of parts made by the vendor whose door plug recently caused the Alaska Airlines incident. Yeah, it's an incident. It just, you know, blew open a giant hole in the side of the door. Yeah, everybody loves those giant holes in the sides of planes while it's flying. They're lucky that it happened when it did on the ascent. If it was, a couple thousand feet higher, there would have been deaths. And we're fortunate that there wasn't. But anyway, that's good news. They're going to step up inspections. Don't you worry about it. Then I want you to know that all you people worried about the FAA and their hiring practices. You know, it all started when Elon Musk put out a post on his X that just said, just had a conversation with some smart people, could not believe this is happening. And the picture is FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe disabilities. And when you read the story, it talks about the Federal Aviation Administration is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism. I will say every one of those disabilities I don't want on an airplane. I just don't. I know. I'm a hater, but I don't want them on an airplane. I guess they can work back with the luggage, but it would be difficult to move luggage around if you have complete paralysis. I don't want to see the flight crew carrying in someone with complete paralysis. What's going on? Oh, we're just bringing in the pilot. Wait, what? Yeah, he's got the complete paralysis. I don't want to see that. I don't want to have the plane start shaking and going back and forth. What's happening? Oh, our pilot's having an epileptic fit. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see while the Boeing is stepping up inspections on their parts, I don't necessarily want to see a dwarf that can't see the airplane that has to be helped up to see the airplane to inspect it. I don't want that. Anyway, it's just me. I'm the one that's in the wrong. I got it. But they make it seem like this is something brand new with the, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Well, come to find out, it's not new at all. That's been on the website since at least February of 2013. Who was president in 2013? Who was president in 2013? I don't remember. I think his name was Obama, but I don't remember. History is that 2013. That's another two or three lifetimes ago. And so it lasted through that administration and through the last administration, the Trump administration, and is still ongoing now. So just know that it's not something that's new. That doesn't make me feel better at all. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I know it's not all about the, just the airlines and the flying of the airplanes. I get it. They employ thousands of people in, a wide range of positions, blah, 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 blah. So I get it. I understand. Let's just hope that they hire the best people for each position. Can't we just hope for that, please? Okay, we know that it is almost Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh, if you're listening live, today is the 16th of January, 2024, so less than a month away is Valentine's Day. I see where the San Antonio Zoo, no one obviously supports zoos more than this program and myself here on Chewing the Fat and Jeff Fisher, but I have talked to the people at the San Antonio Zoo, and they are gearing up for their Valentine's Day celebration. I mean, they have dubbed themselves the Valentine's capital of the world, the San Antonio Zoo. Awesome. So that's where you can, name a roach after your ex, and they usually, you're able to watch a live stream as they feed your named roach to different animals at the zoo. But they've upped their game, and this time, now up yours. You can send a poop-scented candle for Valentine's Day, but the Cry Me a Cockroach fundraising event has been back for years. New this year is the Hippo Poop Scented Candle. You can purchase a Hippo Love Candle as a gift for an ex, or just keep it for yourself as an offering to a current beau or beauty. Hey, I love you so much. Here's a Hippo Poop Scented Candle. According to the zoo, hippos use their poop to impress potential mates. Do they? The zoo is also offering a dating event for singles, a naughty tour for couples, and a romantic dinner among African animals. Oh, yeah. Now, the looks like the poop-scented candle, I'm sorry, the poop-scented hippo love candle, captures the poop scent of San Antonio Zoo's famous hippo resident, Timothy. For $15, you can embrace the power of nature. So $15, you get that. You can name a roach, of course. That's the Cry Me a Cockroach fundraiser, that you name a roach, rat, or veggie after your ex and a not-so-special someone before it's fed to an animal. That's prices range between $5 and $25 for that. You can meet your ex singles event, hosting a Valentine's Day event for singles on the 10th of February. It's going to have entertainment, activities, untamed fun at Club Wild Things with DJ Mayhem. And you're going to have a VIP lounge and speed dating hosted by Dating Doc Glostick. Identifiers offer singles the chance to find love or an ex they'll never forget. $30 admission, you get the VIP experience for about $100. Or you can go by the Naughty by Nature Zoo Tour. This is adults only, after dark cart tour. Couples can find out about nature's naughtiest secrets, including mating rituals, courtships, and conversation. That's $79 per person. And then you can have a Valentine's Day dinner at the zoo. This might actually be nice. A wild at heart dining experience is set inside Africa Live, a romantic candlelit cave with a backdrop of majestic hippos, curious crocodiles, and an array of other species. And you're going to have live music. You get a 6-course meal. Prices range from $175 to $250 a person. That is a great fundraiser. I hope zoos across America are doing similar fundraisers on Valentine's Day or other holidays to make people aware of how important zoos are and to raise money for the zoo itself. So that's the San Antonio Zoo. Man, nothing says love, though, like a poop-scented, a hippo poop-scented candle. Am I right? Yeah, of course I am. Imagine, if you will, 80% of the United States of America is seeing bitter cold. And cities, I don't know, like Memphis or Dallas or Nashville would face, I don't know, hours of below freezing temperatures. And you may have rolling blackouts. And you're at home and you need to have some kind of light. So you grab a candle and you spark that match and you fire up the old candle. And then you realize, oh my gosh, it is the hippo poop candle. That would not be good. It would be sub-zero temperatures outside. And you didn't really want to open the windows, but you have the candle burning for light. Oh, man, that would just be nasty. Oh, But honey, it's the hippo love poop candle. Yeah, no, put it out.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So for whatever reason, I was reading about listeria last night, and listeria infects, it infects about 1,600 people each year, according to the CDC, but it's lethal, killing about 260 people, and the most vulnerable people to listeria's worst effects are people over 65, newborns, and pregnant women. Now, most people feel flu-like symptoms with headaches, fever, and neck stiffness. However, there are some that have this invasive illness and they have to be treated with antibiotics. And with the shortage of antibiotics since, I don't know, this past December, which was so long ago, can't even remember when this past December was, a month ago, the drug shortages hit a record high. And this is causing severe disruptions in medical treatments. There are delays, treatment cancellations, and the unfortunate rationing of vital medications. Even drugs as important as the antibiotic amoxicillin are in short supply right now, along with 294 others. That's why you need the Jace case. No question about it. Go to jacemedical.com today. Get the medications you need so you have it and you're prepared for the future, just in case. Doctors are even saying that they've been forced to make impossible choices, including choosing which patients will be prioritized to receive potentially curative therapy. My gosh, this is why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin now as an option in the Jace case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so that they can get a Jace case of their own and personalize it to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. Get yours today. As I said, go to jacemedical.com today. Enter the promo code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at checkout for a discount on your order. It's promo code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at jacemedical.com. J-A-S-E-medical.com. Well, no one won the Powerball last night, so we have a new jackpot total, $102 million, $50.5 million cash payout. That drawing is for tomorrow, Wednesday, 1/17/24. And don't forget tonight, the Mega Millions drawing for $208 million, $101.5 million cash payout. And good luck. I mean, I'm planning on winning it, but hey, good luck to you. If you follow me on my social media accounts, at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio, Instagram, and Facebook, my YouTube page, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, I'll let you know when I win the Mega Millions tonight or the Powerball on Wednesday night. I'll let you know. I don't know exactly when I will let you know, but I will. Well, you will know on those accounts, I promise. You can also order a Cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And I may not comment on all your emails or all your X posts or your Facebook or Instagram posts, but I do see them. I appreciate the post from Dr. Generation Y Outcast on X. His post is, "I do not care what you think I'm listening to. I said if you see the damn earphones I'm listening to, Chewing the Fat with Jeffy JFR." who else would be honest enough to say Paris Hilton's kid head looks like a watermelon? That's what I said. All right, so thank you, Dr. Generation. I mean, he's following the rules. The rules are, as a subscriber to Chewing the Fat, if you're unaware, if you have headphones in and someone says, hey, what are you listening to? You must answer Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Whether you are or not, I know you're going to listen to other things, but if someone asks you as a subscriber, it's a rule. I mean, I don't make the rules. Well, I kind of do, but I don't make the rules. And you have to answer. That's just a rule of being a subscriber to Chewing the Fat. The subscription is free, but those are just some of the rules. I mean, it's free, but nobody likes a freeloader. So if you're listening to the show today and you're not a subscriber, you're a freeloader. Nobody likes you. Okay, move on with your life. However, I want to be clear. I don't know that I actually said, and I'm not going to go back and listen, but I don't know that I actually said Paris Hilton's kid looks like a watermelon. Looks like a watermelon. The one kid had a giant round head, and another kid looks like a, you know, one of those, I don't know, one of those alien heads, you know, where it's thin and the head's squeezed. You're squeezed and you have the big tail in the back. But I was reminded of a story looking at Paris's kid about a child that my aunt had that passed away that they said was a watermelon head baby. I don't know that I specifically... I don't know that I specifically said that Paris's kid had a head that looks like a watermelon. But hey, if that's what you heard, that's what you heard. And thank you for listening. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So we finally got to celebrate the 75th Emmys last night. I was watching the NFL, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But they did have the Emmys last night after that huge delay, thanks to the Hollywood strikes. But we had to get it in. We had to get it in, and they did. Anthony Anderson was the host. Apparently, he was okay and bland enough for everyone to like. I like Anthony Anderson, but I also like Joe Coy, who... did the awards last week, and nobody liked him. So anyway, we had the Emmys. Congratulations to all the winners. Elton John became an EGOT winner after scooping up his first Emmy award. So Elton is now an EGOT winner. That is awesome. He's got an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. That is the list keeps getting longer. You know, it started back in 1962 with Richard Rodgers, the composer, producer, you know him, you love him. Then Helen Hayes and Rita Moreno and John Gielgud, Aubrey Hepburn, Marvin Hamlish, Jonathan Tunick, Mel Brooks, good for him, Mike Nichols, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi is an EGOT winner. Scott Rudin, Robert Lopez, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice, John Legend. Look. John Legend is 39 years old when he got his EGOT. Was he the youngest? 39 years old? Robert Lopez was 39 years old. I think he was. I think he was the youngest. Wow. Okay. Good for him. Let's see. Where was I at? John Legend. Alan Menken. Jennifer Hudson. He was 40. Viola Davis, 57. Elton John is the latest to have an EGOT at 76 years, 9 months old. Wow, Elton's almost 77. And he wasn't there either. He had some knee issue, some operation, couldn't be there, sent hubby to pick it up for him. So that was great. Of course, he had a statement, and it was wonderful, and he appreciated it. He's incredibly humbled and to be joining an unbelievable, talented group of EGOT winners. The journey to this moment has been filled with passion, dedication, and the unwavering support of my fans all around the world. But he sent David Furnish to pick up the trash and bring it back home. I'm happy that Elton is. I love Elton. I'm a huge fan, so I'm glad that he is added to the EGOT list. Couldn't happen to a better man. I love. There are a couple EGOT on the list, Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, James Earl Jones, Harry Belafonte, Quincy Jones, and Frank Marshall. They all have EGOTs, but a couple of those awards, they weren't competitive EGOTs. They didn't work. They were given to them as a special thank you, an honorary award, which got them to join the EGOT category, but they didn't work for it. So, I mean, congratulations to them, and they're, you know, they're all huge stars, and they, I'm sure they're all deserving of an EGOT, but they really, didn't really get it. I didn't really get. Quincy Jones got the Humanitarian Award at the Oscars, which gave him the EGOT. Harry Belafonte got the, you know, Humanitarian Award, which got him an EGOT. You know, Barbara Streisand, she got a special Tony Award to make her an EGOT winner. Isn't that special? And Liza Minnelli got a special Grammy Legend Award, which got her an EGOT. Congratulations to them all, but in the non-competitive field of EGOT winners. What else happened at the Emmys? Oh, Christina Applegate came out. She is not doing well with her multiple sclerosis. She came out, had a cane, and she got a huge round of applause. And she said, hey, you don't have to applaud every time I do something. But you kind of do, right? I mean, she's really struggling. She's been really private, hasn't gone out in public much. So good for Christina for showing up. And then we had one of the things that's kind of agonizing to me, and I'm darn the luck I missed it. The headline is this year's Emmys broadcast was one of the most diverse ceremonies ever. That makes me happy I didn't see it, because I knew it would be kind of agonizing. So the ceremony was designed as a tribute to the medium, was it? It featured reunions from shows such as All in the Family. They're still alive. The Sopranos, Martin, Grey's Anatomy. Okay. And of course, they had shows that never won an Emmy. And, Christina was that first presenter. She came out. Succession took their final victory lap. That's been over now for over a year. Jeez, let's wrap it up. What are we doing? Better Call Saul ended with the most snubbed series of all time. Yeah, Better Call Saul. That was great. What a great series. Got nothing for Better Call Saul. Ted Lasso got shut out. Amazing. The Bear, of course, won the Emmys. Saturday Night Live, I guess, lost to What's-His-Face last week tonight. Ugh. John Oliver. Ugh. Last week's tonight. The show is like, what, 30 minutes a week on HBO? I hope you can do something that's worthy. Ugh. Trevor Noah, finally, I guess he won one for The Daily Show. His show's over, too. He's done as well. What are we doing? Okay. All right, so it was the most diverse. So I'm happy, and we can go through the winners, or not. One of the winners was Beef again. I know we had Succession. We had The Bear. Succession and The Bear tied with 6 wins, and Beef with 5. I apologize, I have not seen Beef. I have to watch Beef. I talked about this yesterday. I have to at least give it a shot so we can talk about it together, because it's supposed to be great, and it's winning all these awards, and it's doing what these awards are supposed to do. It's making me want to watch the show that I haven't watched. So I'll watch it, and I'll let you know, if it was worth the awards or not. I saw Selena show up. I guess she's going to play Linda Ronstadt in a new biopic, the biopic of Linda Ronstadt. It's still in pre-production. It's going to showcase Selena portraying the versatile artist known for her contributions to rock, country, folk, and Latin music. Linda Ronstadt did Latin music? Okay, all right. It's being co-produced by Ronstadt's manager, John Boylan, and James Keach, who previously produced a documentary about Ronstadt. So, okay, good for good for Selena Gomez. She was there, and of course she's there promoting Murders, Only Murders in the Building as well for the Emmys. So congratulations to her. Congratulations also are in order to Drew Barrymore. Her show was just renewed for season 5 on CBS, and the Jennifer Hudson show was just renewed for season 3 by the Fox television stations and Hearst Television. So congratulations to all three of those who are doing, well, they're working. All right, how about those NFL games? Now, we talked a little bit about the NFL games that happened over the weekend. And so the Packers defeated the Cowboys. The Rams defeated the Lions. The Steelers defeated the Bills yesterday. I mean, the Bills defeated the Steelers yesterday. And the Buccaneers defeated the Eagles last night. It was awesome to see my Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Eagles. I don't know. They're going to play the Detroit Lions next week. We'll see if they can put up a fight against the Lions. But so we got the Chiefs and Bills next week, the Buccaneers and the Lions, the Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens, which should be a great game on Saturday afternoon between Lamar Jackson and C.J. Stroud. We have the Green Bay Packers on Saturday, too, the Packers and the 49ers. We got Jordan Love against the 49ers. Should be those two games are going to be awesome. The Buccaneers and Lions, I hope the Buccaneers are able to put up a fight against the Lions there in Detroit, and the Chiefs and the Bills play up in Buffalo. We'll see if the weather can withstand that. That game yesterday, let's talk a little bit about that Buffalo-Bills-Pittsburgh game. I'm not talking about the weather. I'm not talking about the snow in the stands. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about why there were a couple of plays during that game that I thought, come on now. The one run by Josh Allen where he ran it in for a touchdown, and we're supposed to believe he's so tough. In the middle of that run, he pulls up a little bit and stomps his legs back and forth. And the defense pulls back because they don't want to get a penalty. They figure he's going to slide. And he doesn't slide, and then he runs in for the touchdown. That should be a penalty. And I've said it before, maybe I've even said it here. If the quarterback is looking like he's going to slow down, that means he's giving up. And the defense has to give up too, otherwise they get a penalty. And if they don't give up, I've seen Mahomes do this too, where they look like they're going to give up and then they continue to go. That should be a flag. That should not be allowed. But, you know, again, they're not consult me. So maybe they should have. Then we had the big game over the weekend, the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs, which was exclusive to Peacock, right? You didn't get it on any of the other paid streaming services that you usually do. It was exclusive to Peacock, which, you know, a lot of people said they were all wound up about it. And this was going to be the straw that broke the camel's back, making people subscribe to Peacock just for that one game. Now, I will say it wasn't just one game. It was two games. They had a game in December that was also exclusive to Peacock. And then they had this playoff game. Now, I looked at they weren't giving out any discounts for Peacock, at least last month. So I subscribed for a month on the night of the game so that got me, I was able to watch that game, and I knew that the playoff game was coming up within the month so that I'd be able to watch both those games. And then as soon as the game was over, I canceled Peacock. Now, they offered me right away when I canceled, right after the game, I went to cancel my Peacock subscribership, and because $5.99 a month, and I'm already paying for, you know, Hulu Live and ESPN Plus and Prime and Netflix. Okay, I got it. And so I was just, I'm not gonna subscribe to Peacock right now. I've got Paramount Plus too on the side. You know, my wife says, "Oh, I didn't know we were subscribed to Peacock." Well, we were as of last month because I subscribed because I wanted to watch the football games. So, you know, you got them in, and then you were able to end the subscribership. Now, they offered me, hey, don't go away. As soon as I went to cancel, we'll give you 3 months for $2.50 a month. I almost said yes. You know, I was so close to saying, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Give me 3 months for $250 a month, and then I'll remind myself to, you know, unsubscribe in 3 months. They're hoping that I don't, obviously, but they almost hooked me, and I probably should have, but I said no, and I unsubscribed. But I know that it was supposed to be the straw that broke the camel's back, and people were pissed off. And I know that many people, I don't know why they were, you know, I get being mad that they had to, you know, subscribe exclusively to Peacock for the game, but you already have to subscribe to YouTube TV, Hulu Live, NFL Plus, ESPN Plus, Amazon Prime, just to watch the NFL game. So, you know, just Peacock, I get it. Okay. So I understand why you're mad. However, the game itself garnered 23 million total viewers. That sets the record for the most streamed live event in U.S. history. It was also responsible for the most internet usage ever in the U.S. on a single date, consuming 30% of the internet traffic during the Saturday night game. That is incredible. That number also includes viewership figures from the local NBC affiliates in Miami and Kansas City and on NFL Plus mobile app, where the game was also shown outside of Peacock. So it wasn't exclusive to Peacock. You could still get it on the NFL Plus app if you had paid for that. Huh. Isn't that interesting? On top of which, I will say this, and maybe it's because it was consuming 30% of the internet traffic. At the end of the game, it was probably the last half of the game. At least, I don't know if it was it wasn't the entire game, but the last, I don't know, in the third quarter it started, I think. And the audio was not matching up with the video. The video was happening before the audio. So you got the announcers telling you what happened and you had already seen what happened. Pretty amazing. And I'm sure that's because it was, like I said, consuming 30% of the internet traffic on Saturday night. Then the Lions game against the Los Angeles Rams. The Lions were up and the game was essentially over, but there was just under 2 minutes left and the Lions were going to take a knee out. So it was still possible that something could happen. Odds are not going to happen. And they just break away. And go to the weather report from the local news channel. I'm like, what the heck? And they just break away. Now, apparently that happened in multiple municipalities around the country. And so, obviously when something goes wrong, I'm staying there until it gets fixed because I want to see WTF. And then they, after about a little bit, they go back to the game and it's over. It's the end of the game. People are walking out of the field shaking hands. It's over. So they realized that, oh my gosh, why did we break away? The game was still on. And then they go back and the game is over. Just, I hope somebody has to pay a lot of money for that, because that is an issue. I know. And as long as we're talking about sports, if you're traveling and you happen to end up in Indianapolis, you know, at the international airport, you've decided to fly and you're going to take your chances with loose bolts on the airlines. There's a full length basketball court installed at the Indianapolis International Airport to welcome fans to next month's NBA All-Star Game. So it's Indiana, and that's what they claim. In 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana. So if you're traveling to Indianapolis, whether it be for the NBA All-Star Game or not, you will see the full-length basketball court in the Indianapolis International Airport. That's kind of cool, I guess. The U.S. government has opened our borders and given illegal immigrants the ability not just to buy land, but also to finance the purchase of it. And that's a big part of Colony Ridge's success. Blaze TV is debuting the second episode of our docuseries, Blaze Originals, where Glenn Beck traveled to the quickly evolving Liberty County, Texas, to give you the real story of Colony Ridge. It's growing fast, really extremely fast, at the rate of 200 lots per week. And based on what Glenn and the Blaze Originals team observed firsthand, the overwhelming percentage of residents are Spanish-speaking non-citizens. Glenn spoke with the developer, John Harris, and I know John stated that he's got about 35,000 people there, but there are plenty of local officials who contradicted him, estimating that the actual population is more than twice that. I also know that John actually stated a few other things that have been contradicted. A lot of people would call those lies. If nothing is done about it, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people living in Colony Ridge in just a few years. That's where you come in. Both the right and the left-wing media have given vastly conflicting reports on Colony Ridge, and Blaze TV couldn't have traveled there to get you the real story without your support. So this documentary is only the beginning of our Blaze Original series exposing corruption and what's really going on in our country, and we can't do these productions without your help. That's why, if you aren't already a subscriber to Blaze TV, subscribe now for $30 off an annual subscription. Visit blazeoriginals.com, blazeoriginals.com. Use the offer code ColonyRidge and get $30 off an annual subscription. Blazeoriginals.com. Use the offer code ColonyRidge. Get that $30 off the annual subscription. Okay, so speaking of the government, I see where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who shouldn't be the Defense Secretary any longer, by the way, has just been released from the hospital. He was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center January 1st due to complications after a December prostatectomy performed due to cancer, and he did not let anyone know about it. He's the Defense Secretary of the United States of America. It's maddening to me, just maddening to me that this took place. But I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to Lloyd Austin. Okay, that sounded good, right? I mean, I don't care about Lloyd Austin. I think he is a doofus, but he's the defense secretary, and not following protocol and chain of command and going in the hospital to be treated for cancer and not telling anyone, that if that is not cause to kick him the hell out of his position, I don't know what is. Oh, and speaking of the military, congratulations. Congratulations are in order to Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh for being the first ever active duty woman to win the title of Miss America. So she's a beauty queen and an Air Force pilot. She's an active duty U.S. Air Force officer crowned 2024 Miss America. I thought for sure yesterday I saw the picture of her with the caption, active duty U.S. Air Force officer crowned 2024 Miss America. I thought for sure that was going to be a guy. But no, I was wrong. So congratulations to Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh for being the first ever active duty woman to win the title of Miss America, who is actually a female, and also an Air Force pilot. Congratulations. Now, we know we have Davos going on. Yes, I know. I know the World Economic Forum and Davos, where the elite meet. And of course, once you're there, you realize that there are definitely different grades to the elite. Just because you show up there doesn't mean you get into everything. They have different color badges for men and women, denoting their social status, their access to events, and yes, those champagne and caviar parties. Huh, it's almost like a caste system, isn't it? Yeah, who gets into everything? Not you, okay? Yeah, no, you don't have the right color tag. Sorry about it. Hit the bricks. So then I see where, you know, everybody speaks. All the hoity-toits are speaking, and they're smart. And they're, you know what? They're all smarter than you and me. We know that. Okay, we got it. And I see where this Harvard historian of science, Naomi Oreskes, she is speaking there in Davos, and she's smarter than you and me. And she says that X is now an extremely toxic place, and says the name even scares her. And she doesn't want anything to do with X. And she is smarter than you and me, right?
For a long time, I was on Twitter, and now it's become such a toxic place that I've concluded it's not a worthwhile place to spend time. And as you said, it's exhausting. So you do have to pick and choose, and you have to think about where the places where you can get your message across. But I am trying to figure out, I mean, I have given up on X. What a scary name that even
is,
right?
It's frightening.
And I don't know what the alternative is right now.
So the question of the social media, I must say that I have abandoned Twitter too. So X, because,
it's
a toxic environment. And we talk about, no solution on that. But I think one day it will come the moment of the code of conduct in these places. Because journalists, if you spread crazy news and insults.
Right.
And if a journalist says racist things, he can be amended.
Exactly.
Why social media is that they have such big power? We still can, because it's new, but I think there will be a societal reflection on how information is brought.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to control that.
Now there is also the policy of the owner that is.
Yes. That's it. It isn't just X as the policy of the owner. We can't control him. Man, they hate Elon Musk. It's a shame that he's, richer than all of them, isn't it? And then they've got to be at least questioning what's going to happen now that Trump just won Iowa last night. So they're scared that Trump is going to be back as president. Yeah, you should be, because he will cut your funding and tell all of you to go take a hike, which is not a bad thing, by the way. Not a bad thing. All right, I'll leave you with the joke of the day. It's kind of a thinking man's joke of the day, or a thinking woman's joke of the day. I was playing air drums to Metallica in my car this morning, but I dropped a stick out the window, so I had to switch to Def Leppard. Think about it.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.